From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting another missile test launch from North Korea, sparking outrage from some in the international community, as well as a show of military might. Saturday, the U.S. Air Force flew two B-1B bombers over the Korean Peninsula, accompanied by South Korean and Japanese jet fighters. The U.S. Pacific Command acknowledged this was in direct response to North Korea's escalatory launch of intercontinental ballistic missiles on July 3rd and July 28th. Also Saturday, U.S. President Donald Trump again criticized China for failing to stop North Korea's ballistic missile and nuclear weapons programs. Mr. Trump's remarks echoed those made by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who released a statement that blamed both China and Russia for North Korea's continued violations of UN Security Council resolutions. Venezuelans at the polls this Sunday for a controversial vote called for by President Nicolas Maduro. Voters casting ballots for a constituent assembly whose 545 members will be charged with rewriting the country's constitution. Critics assert that only Maduro supporters are candidates and that they could revise the constitution to keep him in office indefinitely. The political opposition is urging a boycott of the vote, which leaves only supporters of the president to cast the ballots. The opposition says the vote is fraudulent and has caused four demonstrations. Protests early in the week gave way to a tense calm Friday and Saturday after Maduro banned public demonstrations through next Tuesday. Maduro said anyone defying the ban risks up to 10 years in prison. This is VOA News.